Hey, Denise.
Okay, great.
Okay, so just to back up a little bit. So,
Yeah.
you know, you come to a Perry seminar, fire hose of information, you know, like, you know, I got 9 speakers in Maui. They're all state of the art. They'll all blow your mind. And frankly, if you just take serious notes on 2 and do what they tell you to do, you can ignore the other 7 because you make all your money back, right?
Yes. Yes, that's right. I mean,
so that's like, you know, that's the seminar fire hose thing. Well, Life Book is, it's like the fire hose in reverse. It's, they are not filling your head with information really at all. They're stimulating you to think about a lot of things. They're giving you a lot to think about, but you spend half of your time thinking through, sorting, writing, journaling, meditating, on what it is that you want to do and what it is that is important to you.
Okay.
And everything they do is just to prime the pump. So you're in this very pampered 5-star environment. Okay. Where you don't have to worry about anything. Everything you want is at your fingertips. You want something to eat. You want something to drink. You want a more comfortable place to sit. Well, it's all there. Okay?
Yes.
They don't want you thinking or worrying about anything else. So shut out the world for 4 days.
Wow.
And go be pampered and think about your life.
Yes.
Okay. So they break it into 12 categories. You know, your physical health, your integrity, and your ethics, your intellectual life, your spiritual life,
mm-hmm.
your family, your love relationship, your money, your business. By the way, the money and business stuff comes last.
Okay.
It's after all the other stuff has been sorted out.
Interesting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so, now, I think because this is so personal, everybody's experience is going to be different. So
yeah.
I can only tell you how I experienced it.
And, you know, because there was all this sort of what you're talking about, kind of inner journeying, as you would, did you feel like it was a, like you talk about your physical needs being sort of taken care of and, you know, in a sense that you didn't have to worry about, you know, obviously at home it's a totally different story, but completely removed from your normal environment. But did you feel like they did a pretty good job of creating, like, that safe harbor where you're, like, could actually go journeying like that to a deep level?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
like,
sometimes there's this, you know, even though you're in a place, it still feels kind of like, not sure I can really go to where I need to go to have this be effective. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I had some apprehensions about that because I had this basic idea of what they wanted to do. And my first apprehension was, well, is how do I know that they're steering me in a direction that's consistent with even my own values?
Yes.
Like, you know, is anybody going to try to mess with my personal beliefs and values?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer was no. It was really interesting. Like, I think a person, you know, a person could be a Buddhist or a person could be a whatever. And, you know, they're not tampering with that. But what they are doing is they're asking a bunch of generic questions that force you to think about what that means to you and how you want to live it out.
Yeah, so it's kind of giving you that, like you were, I know you had said previously, I jumped on the call that you were on. You talked about having sort of, you know, really, because you're so busy, you know. Like, there's just this sense, right, that your schedule is sort of, even though you have maybe some blocks of time, but it was really, unique in that sense too, right? Where you were really blocking off this time for focusing on these big issues. So, you know, it was just the time thing too, and concentrated time of focusing on these things that matter, right?
Yeah, and Laura and I, you know, we found a slot in our schedule that could work, and we just made it work.
Yeah.
And I didn't completely get rid of all my distractions, but I got rid of most of them. And
yeah.
I did the thing like I was supposed to do.
There was
one evening where I had to go off and do some other stuff, but
yeah.
You know, mostly I shut the world out, and it was really good, because when do you ever do that?
Right.
So it's like everybody sort of in the back of their mind knows that they ought to do something like this. They just don't know how.
Yeah, and I guess maybe you could contrast that, Perry, with, say, like, you know, Sunday morning. It's such a place of contemplation, you know, Sundays
mm-hmm.
for me. It's just something that it is, you know. But it's not, you know, I get a real sense that maybe there's a little bit of effort, right? There was some work there. You're being, you know, kind of forced to think about certain questions. And so it isn't just this, gee, let's see what comes up and, you know, write it down. Or maybe a little of that, but it was as much, there was some structure, I'm sensing.
Oh, there was a lot of structure.
Okay.
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 But it's like, it's not a structure of telling you 100 things. It's more like asking you 100 things.
Okay.
What do you believe about this? And what do you want about that? And what is important to you? So what do you believe about your physical fitness? And what's important to you about your physical fitness? So it's the fire hose in reverse. It's all these things. It's like it's like going into the warehouse of your mind and your dreams and your, you know, the things that are important to you. Oh, well, you know, let's get this out. And let's get this out, right? So
but this doesn't get a chance to get out much, or it does, but maybe like in the background, or only in those moments when it does, but maybe you haven't really, really formally done it, or it hasn't, you know, come out in this particular way before.
Yeah. So it was like going into the basement and the attic of your life,
yeah.
and getting all these things, and not so much about the past, but really the future. Okay, so you've thought about doing this. Well, is that really important to you? And sometimes you're like, actually, no, it's not that important to me. So you discard it. But then there's these other things like, yeah, that is actually very important to me. And so what happened to me is I get all this stuff out, and Laura's doing the same thing.
Yeah.
We're kind of looking over each other's shoulders a little bit, but we're also kind of doing our own thing. And then we're talking about it on and off, and we're getting all these things out. And so here's the fire hose effect was, after about 3 days of this, I'm overwhelmed. I'm like, oh my goodness. Man, you know, I
right.
want to do a lot of things. How am I ever going to do all these things? How am I going to balance all this stuff, right?
Right.
But the life book people are like, you know, don't worry about that right now. Let's just get it out there. You know, because you can't look at it honestly till you at least get it out, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
So we do that.
And so it was really, and so did you find, I think you've spoken a little bit just of the benefit of having done it with Laura. Like there was a, did you get a sense too, you know, of, cause that's, you know, it's like I could say, you know, for myself, certain things about Mike and what his dreams and hopes are. And we did something in fact early in our marriage that was, I think really was very helpful, you know, kind of helps. It helps us understand what we are and aren't for each other, you know, because we do have different, you know, different goals in some ways, you know,
yeah.
in that space that it's like an individual kind of, you know, what really lights it up for you. And I got very clear early in our marriage that it was different, you know. it is different. And I can't, I don't try to fight that anymore. I don't try to make it something that it isn't. But I honor it in a way that maybe hadn't I gotten that clarity, you know, that it, I had to kind of mature into it. And I'm sorry, this isn't about me, but I'm just saying that it's really helped me. So I wondered if you could just say a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, I'm really glad that Laura went with me because I knew about Lifebook from Brian Johnson, and Brian is one of my business friends. I thought of it as a business thing.
Uh-huh.
But it really wasn't a business thing.
Yeah.
It was maybe one-fourth a business thing, but the rest of it was about my whole life. And having Laura there, it was great. Really glad she went with me. And it got us to talk about some stuff. It also got us talking about some painful stuff that we generally prefer to avoid talking about.
Right. So you avoid, yeah, like you were aware of, oh, gee, normally we don't like to talk about this, but we are now.
Yeah, normally
we can.
We
there
don't
was like
go
some
there.
Kind of, yeah, there was some maybe like I said, that kind of, because I'm really very sensitive when I go into these kind of things that are more inwardly focused. I'm very just aware at some visceral level of this, that safe harbor factor, you know. Like, gee, is this something that I, you know, do you know what I mean? Where it's like,
yeah.
So I think the fact that maybe you guys were journeying into maybe some of those more uncomfortable places sort of, you know, it's kind of testimony to that it really did get created, right?
Yeah.
That place of, whoa, yeah, ooh, you know, and drop our guard down a little bit and really talk about some things that aren't always so easy to talk about.
Yeah. So, I don't think a process like this for any real human being could avoid being painful at points.
Okay.
There were so this is a group setting. It's real interesting how they do it.
Oh yeah, tell me about that. Tell
well,
me
so wait, there was
real quickly. Yeah.
There was 12 other people in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that was interesting too because, you know, everybody comes from different points of view and
right.
different walks of life and different belief systems and stuff, and they managed, it wasn't heavily group driven, it was kind of, it was just moderately or lightly group oriented, where people, like, it was real open-ended, like, okay, would anybody like to share something that they realized in the last exercise, and
okay.
people would talk, and if they didn't want to talk, they didn't have to. You weren't subjecting your life to everybody else's scrutiny, but to the extent that you wanted to use other people as a sounding board, you could do that. And most people, there would be points where they're like, boy, I've really screwed up with my daughter, and I really want to fix that. Okay, well, you know, do you suppose there might be other people in the room who can relate to that?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And usually there would be, usually somebody would share something that was really helpful. And usually people would realize that the path between, you know, where they are and fixing this broken thing is not as, it's not like they have to climb Mount Everest to do it. They just have to be a little more intentional.
Yes. So there, yeah, that you felt like there was some sense, like even though you're dealing with some of these difficult situations, maybe that setting sort of helped things move along, move it down the road a little bit, as opposed to inhibiting. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like it was a productive way they, the way they, what am I trying to say, structured it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah,
and
just
so,
these are all things that I look at. So it's really interesting.
So the reverse fire hose. You know, I get about 3 days into this, and I'm like, my goodness, this is unbelievable. It was sort of like if you took all this stuff out of your attic in your basement and you put it in your front yard, you'd be like, man,
right.
I got a lot of stuff.
You got a lot of stuff.
How am I ever going to get all this to snap in place?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's kind of funny, and I'm sure it's different for every person, but for me, there was there was a point along the way, it was actually on the last day, where it all clicked.
Really? So
yeah.
You had a sense of something clicking into place, like all this stuff, maybe like a sense of maybe a little bit of overwhelm on that third day?
I was completely overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And Carla's like, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Just get it out there. Just.
So maybe was it just the way you were looking at it all, or like a sense of maybe how you could be with it all without feeling so overwhelmed that you felt the breakthrough was, or was it something else?
Well,
that's not a good feeling, is it, to come home from something and be like, damn. I mean, I should say it could be a good thing. Like, I really got my money's worth because I sense that somehow that's what our customers experience a little bit, but it's not a bad thing, It's like, oh, my God, I've got enough here to work with for the next year, but that's a good thing. So,
right.
Anyway.
But in a business seminar, if you get more than what you can handle,
yeah.
Well, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah,
it's not the end of the world. It just
negative.
Means. Just means I got more than my money's worth. But the problem with if this is all the stuff in my personal life, and it's all these things I want to do and all these things that I want to be. If I get all that and I can't figure out how to do it, then aren't I just going to be angry and frustrated?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Well,
especially
the thing
depending
is,
if it's really important, like it's not existing like it really is something that you want to do, right? Yeah.
Well, yeah. So the thing is if it's really important and you're ignoring it, then it's not going to do you any good to keep ignoring it.
Right.
No matter how much you might like avoiding stuff. And if it's really not that important and you're spending your time on it, then you better take another look so that you can stop wasting your time.
Yeah.
Because, anybody that's been in Planet Perry for a while and the 80-20 stuff,
yes.
You start to understand that if you can really focus on the important 20% and the important 5%, there actually is enough time.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
Life is long enough if you're working on important stuff.
Yeah, and maybe that you could say, as you're kind of evolving here in your own life, that it's maybe that's really more and more kind of stepping, like you're saying, into that, right? Like
mm-hmm.
the living of what really is important to you. And do you feel like you're kind of getting some sense of, that feedback loop? You're always talking about feedback loops, of satisfaction and, you've talked too about that where you just keep going and going and there's no real sense that, of the satisfaction that you get of actually doing something. So maybe like an exercise like this could help sort of give you those feedback loops as you go along and life isn't getting any less busy. But what you're doing is existing in a framework that gives you that correct, internal feedback that knows that you're more or less doing the right thing, if that makes sense.
Well,
maybe not.
So
I just wondered if you feel like, things are moving ahead for you in such a way that you're doing what is important to you.
Yeah, earlier you were asking me about, several months later, how is it affecting you, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
I was curious about that.
So one of the things you do at Lifebook is you make something that's sort of like a scrapbook of your future, you might say.
Okay.
It's a really interesting way of making it all a lot more tangible. And so you go home with this really cool thing that you've created, and it's just yours and it's private. And you don't have to share it with anybody.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, this is my current map of the future and my values and my beliefs and my goals and everything. And And what they encourage you to do is go through that every day and center yourself. Now, I haven't been doing it every day, but I've doing it very regularly.
Okay.
Okay, and I've got myself much more disciplined about planning my day, making time for myself every day, making time for the things that are really important to me every day.
Yeah.
And moving very definitely towards where I want to go. Now, what happened to me when everything clicked was all these puzzle pieces, I managed to connect them to my identity and my picture of my future. It was a very emotional thing, actually. It wasn't like this logical, got it all diagrammed out kind of thing. It was much more intuitive than that.
Yeah.
It was like, hey, you know, I could see this coming together. If I just stay on course. And so, like, yesterday was the first day of the month, and it was the end of a quarter since I finished Lifebook.
Okay.
And so I had very definite goals. Okay? Well, I did some of them very well, and I'm very proud of myself. And others, I kind of strayed off track. I realized that there was a few goals that I had written down, and I had never even bothered to communicate them to some of the people that worked for me. Well, obviously, they're not going to achieve my goals if I don't even tell them. So, all right, so it was the end of the quarter, and I have an assessment now. It's like, well, I did this, you know, give myself a gold star. I did this, and then there's some other stuff that I slipped on. All right, no problem. I got an accountability partner, and I'm going to talk to him about it, and I'm going to reset the stuff that I didn't, that I got off course. Okay, no problem. You know what? If I hadn't been doing this, I wouldn't be talking about it this way.
Yeah.
It would be drifting.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so, and, you know, Laura and I are, you know, we've both, you know, we had a conversation about Lifebook about 2 days ago, and, you know, and we were having a goal conversation. So, you know, some of it's very concrete, and you know, it's like goals and things like that. And some of it is much more about beliefs and, you know, some of those squishier things.
Yeah, no, right. I get that, yeah. Like even how you want to maybe even interact with one another, you know, like things that, you know, just, you know what I mean? There's this whole want to get this done, and then there's this whole other aspect, like you said, that's more about maybe how to relate or how to be with something, you know. That's what I'm noticing anyway.
Yeah.
About my own process, you know, about my own how things get set up, and just real quickly, so anyway, I don't want to segue over anything else here until we complete this. Was there anything else that you could say, just generally, or anything else that you want to say about it? Because I know your day. I feel very happy that we got a chance to talk about this specifically, you know, because it's really. Interesting to me on many levels, you know, what you got out of it and just how you benefited from it, really, you know. And I've done some, it's funny, the gentleman that I talked to, Peter Scott, you know, I've done a little, my 20s, I did something called Landmark Education, and he knew instantly what that was, right?
Yep, yep.
And a lot of people from Landmark have started to go over and do the Lifebook thing.
Yep.
And I'm interested in this other thing that actually I was away this weekend, as I told you, doing something that is really profoundly affecting how I like to do, you know, or I should say how it's very helpful in the big picture of what Denise values in her life, you know, whether or not I use it or not, but it's definitely was on my list of something I wanted to know more about. So, but you know, this life book thing kind of caught me just because, you know, you were so, you know, you were, you know, so hip about it, and so I became a little bit more hip about it just because, you know, I value what you value too sometimes. So, but do you think that it's like more for people who have done a lot of this kind of work, or like, cause, or would you say like, you know, me who's kind of dives into some of this stuff, is it something that you could see as being uniquely different than, you know, a lot of the other things that a person could do to help themselves? Go
I
ahead.
think this could help anybody. I don't think this is just for self-improvement junkies. Okay. I mean, we all know what self-improvement junkies are, you know, and hopefully they'll all get around to doing this. But I think this is much bigger than that. Now, realistically, you know, your average person in the average neighborhood in America is not going to go spending several thousand dollars, you know, in a experience like this. But, you know, that's always true, right? You know, I mean, only people with above average aspirations ever do things like this. So, I mean, that's just a given, okay? But, you know, this is much bigger than, you know, some other version of Anthony Robbins or whatever. This is really fundamental stuff, and you know, most people don't really get that much accomplished in their, you know, 70 years or however long.
Yeah,
And
no, that's true. I mean,
you
I think
know,
that's yeah, I've noticed that.
and also most so speaking more to our audience, most people in our corner of the world, in the marketing corner of the world, everything is about, you know, the latest technique or the newest trend or a way to make a buck or whatever, and they're not really very clear about how this fits into the whole rest of their life. Okay, and most people live these very compartmentalized life where everything's in competition with everything else. Well, I'd like you to consider that there might be a way of running your business that's not in competition with your family. There might be a way of getting this all to fit together. So I saw some ways that this all fit together, which I think it came from kind of like asking my subconscious mind a question and putting it in a state where all this could just float around for 4 days, you know, and not have to land, you know, and then all of a sudden there was a place where it's almost like this part of my mind got it sorted out.
That's neat.
And
Somehow
so
you felt like there was a way, maybe it's just how it landed with you that you could be like you could, you know, you said it had all these things, but now you feel like you can be with all that in a way that's productive? Or how would you describe it landing? How would you describe that
yeah,
shift?
so I realized, you know, there are some management skills that I need to develop in order to make the space in my schedule to do some of these other things that I know are important to me. Right? So, you know, I have a business and I have employees and I have obligations and I have a family and I have kids to put through college and all that. You know, so all that, there's stuff that's got to be done. But then there's these other things, and if I get to the end of my life and those other things haven't been done, I'm not going to be very happy about that. So how do you get it all to fit together? Well, nobody can tell you how to fit all that together. That is your formula for your life. And I think you are capable of coming up with that formula if you put yourself in the right place, and if somebody asks you the right questions, you can figure that out. But it won't happen unless you're really deliberate about it.
Yeah, got it.
So I was really enthusiastic about the whole thing when I got done. I was like, wow, this is a great thing. You know, and I caught some of the spirit of, you know, John Butcher, who founded it, and Carla, who's the president. You
yeah.
know, they would like nothing better than for tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people to go through this. I think the world would be a much better place if that happened. I was like, how can I help these guys get the word out about this? Because this is a very worthwhile thing. So that's how I felt about it. It's like,
yeah, no,
I mean,
yeah.
I've been to how many seminars and how many conferences and mastermind meetings have I gone to? Good grief, you know. I'm a card carrying seminar junkie.
Are you keeping track, Perry?
No, but it's
yeah,
got to be like
100.
4 to 6 a year for the last 15 years or something, right? So
really good. Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate it. It gives me a tremendous sense of, you know, what it was and
yeah.
and how it was for you and your life is somebody that, you know, a lot of people, like, you know, there's talk on the street that Perry has a pretty interesting life. You know, it's already exceptional in my opinion.
Well, it needs to get more interesting. So
yeah.
we're going to do that.
Yeah, well,
and why can't your life be as interesting as you want it to be?
Yeah, no, I'm not going to exclude myself from wanting that too. So anyway, thank you.
You're welcome.